She's gorgeous, she's sassy, she's sexy. Cablevox's very own chat show queen. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Emerald Green.
Emerald?
One more time. She's gorgeous, she's sassy, she's sexy.
Emerald.
Sorry.
Daydreaming.
Why do you say that?
You're driving up a one-way street.
Oh, no!
The Emerald Green Show by Lizelle Kaler. Starring Luella Gideon as Emerald Green. Episode 2, Cut.
Stretch 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 6, 4. Stretch 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 6. David! Oh! Sorry, did I wake you?
Well, I haven't seen you in that before.
Oh, like it?
Skin tight. You look fantastic. But then you look good in a jiffy bag. You, do that position again?
Oh, don't be naughty.
Well, then don't tempt me in those leotards. Come here. I'm really pleased all this is happening to you.
The first day of the rest of my life.
Well, Emerald, there's, something I want to say.
7 o'clock. It's going to be a madhouse.
Well, who is it?
David, why don't you go back to bed? You're looking very tired.
What, alone?
Yes.
Bye. Dry cleaning at this time.
Special delivery.
Well, this is your entire wardrobe.
Only one of them.
Emerald, I can see you're being swept up by all this. I won't get another chance today, so it's important that I tell you...
Just a minute.
Emerald, darling. Where do you want me?
Straight
through. Who's this?
Mario.
The hairdresser.
Oh, David, will you plug him in?
Yeah, well, what about someone to man the door?
Where's the socket, sweetie? Yeah.
Oh, David.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Oh, I have the perfect look for you, darling. I'm fired up and all yours. Ready?
Oh, ready, Fabio.
Maybe I will go back to bed.
David, don't go. I need advice.
You don't need my advice, Emerald. You'll have that studio audience eating out of your mic.
Which reminds me, lipstick. What shade shall I wear?
Oh, well, you mean proper advice. I thought you'd have a colour consultant for that.
Fabulous, David. Oh, write that down, Emerald.
I told you he was wonderful. Now, which one of my dry-cleaned outfits?
Oh, well, they all look good.
Yes, but now I've got to remember I've got staff. I need to create exactly the right impression.
Well, how about this one? Oh, it goes with your eyes.
Green?
Fabio's right. Choose another one.
One that goes with my eyes.
Red?
Fabio?
Oh, not a favourite, I must say. Pandora's box. All sorts of clashing implications.
David, what do you think?
I think you two are doing very well without me.
How's she doing?
Well, she's...
Mummy!
Oh, darling. I've brought you the Bannocks for your breakfast. Is everything all right?
Wonderful. I was just about to pump David for some office management ideas.
Good.
Is this necessary on your first day?
How else is she going to prove she's not there just for her good looks?
Shall I tell you what I've got already?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, to start with, I thought I'd get my staff together for a team meeting. What do you think?
I'll make some tea to go with the Bannocks.
David?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to start.
I thought that was really inspired. How many new bosses would even consider that?
All of them.
David, it would be nice if you gave her a chance.
Oh, so you're going to walk the talk. What else?
Right, walk the talk. I like that. That's exactly what I need to do. What does it mean?
Well, you know, get out, walk the corridors, talk to the people who support you.
Right. Next thing is to give everyone the opportunity to be part of the studio audience. Family, friends, everyone can come along. I want to give them glamour, glitz, sparkle and excitement.
A sort of hello, Emerald Green.
That's it, Fabio.
Oh, darling, we read like a book.
Yeah, I'll just go and see how Eunice is doing with that breakfast.
There. Your back is perfect for your rear audience. Now, let's see what we can do with this fringe.
Eunice.
Is she all right?
Very.
Ever since she was this high, her father and I knew this day would come.
Are you getting a bit sentimental?
Bittersweet, David. Emerald's finally found her niche. She doesn't really need me anymore.
Well, she couldn't have got this far without your encouragement.
Oh, she's definitely had plenty of that. Why are you being so sympathetic? What are you after?
Okay, Eunice, I have a problem.
Only the one?
It's about Katie.
Oh, your stepdaughter?
My daughter, yes. It's her university's open day. She's asked me to take her.
Well, then you must. And try not to look so miserable about it.
It's up north.
You are talking to a Scot. I won't have you casting aspersions on the north.
It's the day of Emerald's pilot. I haven't told Emerald. She'll understand if you understand. Will you help?
I knew this day would come.
But she's doing very well at her A-levels. It was bound to
come. Emerald's on her way up, and the best you can offer is your complicated past life to prick her bubble.
I take it that's a no. Just, see you later.
What about Emerald?
Class of appointment.
Well, what will I say to her?
The usual.
Being?
You're a bright lad. Play it by ear.
But these program ideas you've asked for, what exactly did you have in mind?
That's the whole fun of it. It's all a guessing game.
If you could give me a little indication.
Keep your head, Tristan. Between you both, you'll come up with something. After all, she can't be any worse than her screen test.
But, well, I thought you were really impressed by her. You were bowled over at the interview. I was trying to warn you that she wasn't...
Well, we'll soon find out. But maybe your original instincts were right. See you later.
Victor, we were booked to have that little chat.
Make a note in my diary.
I've made several. I don't mean to be a nuisance, but at least if you could reconsider the budget.
What's wrong with the budget?
Well, it's not very realistic.
There's nothing real about television, Tristan. You should know that.
Oh, but Victor...
Keep up the good work, my boy.
So, this is where they hide you away.
Emerald. Tristram, your producer. Welcome to Cablevox.
Surprised? You weren't too impressed at the interview, were you, Tristram?
No, I don't know what gave you that idea. You're exactly what Cablevox needs. In fact, I insisted you get the job. And by the way, you look fabulous.
This old thing? Just a little something I threw on.
Victor sends his apologies. He's a bit tied up doing a few rounds.
Oh, end-to-end meetings?
Bunkers.
Pardon?
A golf.
This is so exciting. I spent all week preparing, watching cable shows, and now it's all happening. I'm dying to meet everyone. Shall we start with camera, lighting, sound, all the technical people?
Oh, they won't be here till we start shooting and hire crew in.
Okay, first things first, wardrobe and makeup. When do they want to see me?
Oh, there's an awful lot to be done before then.
I thought they'd want to do some tests. See what products I'm allergic to, which colours go with my skin tone.
And besides, Victor's expecting two original programme ideas.
You look a little worried. Anything you want to run by me?
The entire show, actually.
Fine, if you think I'd add value.
I like your sense of humour, Emerald. I can see we're going to get on. How about some tea before we start?
It's a bit dingy in here. Why don't we have it at my desk?
Sorry, you're right. It is a bit cluttered. There, that's better. Do you want to pull up a chair?
Tristram, I said my desk, meaning my office. You know, executive floor, mineral water machine, bronze nameplate, emerald green.
When did you see that?
When you take me there.
Emerald, this is your office.
What? This place?
If you like, I could stick some labels on your staple and hole punch.
This is ridiculous. We obviously need to make some changes here. Accommodation. That's got to be our first priority. Tristram, call my PA.
You've got a PA?
Where is she?
Fantastic. Where is she?
Do you always echo this well? And while you're at it, I want you to round up the team. I'd like to walk my talk.
Emerald, maybe we should start again. I'm Tristram. You're Emerald. Apart from Victor popping in occasionally between golf, that's it.
What's it?
Us.
Where's that tea?
Coming right up. Sugar?
Plenty.
Careful where you collapse. You'll ruin your lovely frock. Here. Why don't we watch a few videos? Acquaint ourselves with the chat show format. Let's have a look.
Tristram, exactly how many of these shows have you produced?
Counting this one? None.
Please don't tell me you're here on work experience.
Oh, no. You're fine. I've plenty of experience. Straight out of Cambridge, 8 months with Attenborough.
Dicky?
Yes, very tricky. There was that wonderful moment in New Guinea. Needed an extremely steady hand. That was me on clapperboard.
What film was that?
A survival special.
You come from nature programme!
David thought I was exceptional. Said it was a shame he had to let me go. Something to do with... Actually, he never gave a reason. Still, I managed to land this job. These tapes are in very bad condition. You said you had cable. Maybe we could do some viewing at your place? Emerald?
I'm trying to get something straight in my head.
Oh, can I help?
That's the problem. Tristram, you're telling me you'll be producing my chat show dealing with a studio audience, but in your vast media experience, you've never actually...
worked with people. But that'll come. Where are you going?
If Victor wants me, he knows my number.
Emerald, just in time for lunch.
But Victor, you're giving me no indication that you're really serious about this show.
I know, Emerald. Tristan's no more than a kid, but that's our little challenge. You're a talented woman, and I have the utmost faith in you.
What about my working conditions?
This is a pilot. Give it a chance. Once Emerald Green is up and running, you won't be able to see the top of your desk for shag pile.
Aww.
We're all depending on you, Emerald. You're going to be the jewel in our corporate crown. And this is just the beginning. Today, Cable Box. Tomorrow, NBC.
America.
Let's drink to that.
Thank you, dear. As you know, every penny goes to charity. Bye. Take care now.
Not you, Ness. I don't know how you do it day in, day out.
It's called giving yourself to a selfless cause.
I came to apologize.
Hmm?
You're right. The pilot show is Emerald's big moment. She needs me.
Up to a point.
Well, Emerald's very confident, but she does have her insecurities.
No more than anyone else.
She's adopted. It does make a difference, Eunice.
Not in my eyes.
You can't speak for Emerald. Adopted children are very vulnerable. I mean, they need a lot of support. Take my Katie.
Oh, you're so clever, David. I suppose the moral thing would be for me to agree with you.
Twice in one day, that would be stretching it. All I need is your backing, Eunice.
To say what?
It's a terrible decision to have to make, but I really don't see a way out of it.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you invaded my daughter's life with your middle-aged preoccupations.
So you're saying I should just abandon my daughter?
Oh, of course not.
Well, then.
Fine. I'll smooth things over this once. Now, go away.
I don't suppose I could give you a kiss.
Don't push your luck.
Chris?
No, thanks. I'm just trying to... When you said channel hop, I imagined we'd occasionally settle in between channels. You know, what I'm finding really interesting is that if you compare across the formats...
You believe that? He dumped her, she's pregnant for him, and now he's with the mother and she's forgiven him. But why do women do this to themselves?
Emerald, can I have your attention for a couple of minutes?
You were saying?
Well, have you noticed how all these shows have a common strand?
Really?
Why would anyone want to bare their soul like this? Air their dirty laundry all the time, craning for the camera. You've got to be a media-struck show-off. The Warhol principle. 15 minutes of stardom.
This is interesting. Go on.
Well, that's as far as I've got. Cambridge, they'd have given me an upper second for that at least.
Tristram, of course. I've got it. Our pilot show image. What is it? Who has it? Who doesn't have it? And how can you get it? And what we want is an audience who have both.
I see.
They'll have something good to say and they'll look good. We get the audience to dress up as if they're coming to a party. That's it. Emerald invites selected guests to a glam private party to talk about image.
Emerald, I think we're onto something.
Emerald!
In here!
What is going on?
Oh, Tristram, this is David, and Eunice, my mother.
Pleased to meet you both.
Yes, well, if you don't mind, I'd rather see whose hand I'm shaking.
It's been a bit of a messy brainstorm, but we've got our first show.
Oh, Reddy, darling, oh, you are clever.
Oh, I knew you could do it. Your first show all wrapped up, eh? Well, now maybe you and I can have that little chat.
About the show?
In a way, yes. You see, the problem is that on the day of your pilot...
Well, David, it's sweet of you to worry, but Tristram and I have got it sorted. I'll show you. Sit down. And you, Mum. You can be the audience.
Emerald.
Work with me, David, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the Emerald Green Show. Welcome. Today we're talking about image. Image is everything. How do we find the right image? Madam, may I come to you first? Your name?
Eunice. And may I say, Emerald, I think this is a fabulous show.
Oh, thank you for providing such an apt opening for our topic. And you, sir?
Emerald, I don't know.
Your comments on the subject?
Well, I know what I think about image. Why do you need it? What does it matter? People say I have no taste. Fine, do I care? Well, of course I care. You don't know what it's like to be bullied at school because you're the only one wearing a hat with ear flaps. But when I asked Mummy...
Oh, moving on. You, sir.
What, me? David.
And why are you here today?
Well, actually, I have a problem.
Go ahead.
I have a teenage daughter, you see.
Oh, yes. Teenagers are always struggling with their image.
Emerald, I've been trying to talk to you about this all morning. My daughter needs me to take her up to university.
Shut up, David. You're supposed to be acting.
Sir, you must remember, when in front of the camera, you're not talking to your girlfriend, but to the nation.
Actually, Emerald, this is a great idea. Why don't we get a few more people round, find the camcorder and let you experiment a bit?
Great idea. You know, I'm beginning to think we could really pull this off.
She's obviously counting on your support. You've got to tell her and tell her soon.
Yeah, well, I just tried, but someone muzzled me.
It was hardly the time. Now, leave it any later and it'll be the day of the pilot.
Hang on, I've got an idea. Emerald!
Wasn't that clever of Tristram, thinking of a camcorder?
You can leave it with me. I'll hire something professional, the best.
Oh, David!
Oh, I'm not going to miss seeing my sassy, sexy chat show queen doing her stuff.
Oh, David. You sound as though you won't be there at the pilot.
Well, actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Tristram, what do you think of my outfit?
I'm a bit busy, Emerald.
Look, have you even got a little tattooed heart just here?
You look fantastic, Emerald, but your designer cleavage is not my top priority right now.
Tristram, don't forget, what I wear on that studio floor sums up our entire show. Image is everything, remember?
I'm sorry, but the only image that springs to mind right now is my head on the chopping block. We're having a tech run through in 30 minutes. Please make sure you're around.
Emerald!
Victor!
Nice to see you knocking our little Tristram into shape. So, your big day's arrived.
And I'm all ready. My heart's pumping with excitement.
I can see. Right there on your right breast. Any idea what you're going to wear?
I was just about to ask you what you thought.
Well, nothing immediately springs to mind, but I've told everyone to watch this space. I know you'll surprise us with a stunning little outfit.
But...
can't wait to see it! Tristram!
He expects me to wear something special, but this is special.
Emerald! I've bagged my tea with a copy of Reader's Digest. Is that all right?
Mm.
What's the matter, darling?
Mom, how do I look?
Stunning, as ever.
It's not what Victor thinks.
A man wears checked trousers. What would he know?
I don't understand what he wants. I'm totally confused.
Just be yourself, darling, and you'll be fine.
He saw me being myself and he didn't like me. How much time have we got? Oh, I wish David was here.
Now, Emerald, promise me you won't panic.
Emerald!
Where have you been, Emerald? You've missed the text.
It's okay. I've rehearsed it so many times, I know it backwards.
You've changed your dress.
Yeah, I thought the last outfit was a little too... something.
Look, there's Victor taking his seat.
Oh, I'll give him a wave so he can nod his approval of my outfit.
What's he doing with that young girl? He's a married man.
Who is she?
I've never seen her before.
Doesn't look like his type. She's wearing a nose ring.
Something strange is going on. I don't mean to alarm you, Emerald, but before your interview, Victor described his ideal presenter for the show. This girl fits his description perfectly.
Then it's no wonder I got the job.
She's streetwise.
Just another word for poor.
Dangerous.
Just get on the wrong side of me, Tristram.
Cute, even.
In a very plain sort of way. Tristram, she's obviously some little floozy he's brought along for the day.
I suppose you're right. Anyway, no time to worry about that now. Ready for a sound check?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, Cablevox invites you to backchat with the Emerald Green Show. I think I might need it a little bit louder than that if you can. Just a bit more. That's right. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Emerald Green Show, and I'm Emerald Green. Our very first show will deal with the topic of image. To what lengths would you go for the sake of your image? Cut! How was I? Was I good? Do they like me?
Actually, Emerald, if you don't mind, as producer, it's the one perk of the job. I say cut.
Tristram, me. How was I?
Very impressive. Very Emerald Green. That should give them something to write about.
We've got journalists here. Did I give them my best side?
I'm talking about Victor and that girl. For some reason, she's taking notes.
Notes?
Like I said, something's going on.
You really thought I was good?
You looked as though you were born to that studio floor.
Well, I hope Victor's satisfied.
He's going to love it, Tristram. How you feeling?
Good, yes. I think we did a pretty good job.
What are those?
Lucky marbles.
Nervous?
No. Just a little petrified.
Emerald? Tristram?
Wish me luck, Mum. He'll be fine.
Yes.
Oh, Tristram!
Bear with me. I'm just rewinding the last of the tape.
Fine. We're in no hurry, are we, Tristram?
Sorry? Oh, yes, fine.
So, how do you both think it went? Tristram?
Me? I thought it lacked vision, direction, and spontaneity. I thought it failed to achieve its original objective. In all, I thought it was a badly missed opportunity.
Tristram!
Emerald.
Well, of course there were a few glitches, but that's what pilots are all about. But, you've got to look at the positives. I look great. The audience looked great. We had a really great time. I think the show's a winner. What do you think?
I think of the two of you, Tristram seems to read my mind.
Really?
Or possibly my notes. One, we cut our losses.
What does that mean?
Two, we call the whole thing off.
But you can't.
Three, that's final.
I'm very sorry, but that's the way it is.
Emerald? Not now, Mum. What happened?
He's pulled the show.
For what reason?
He seems to think Emerald's not right for it.
Mrs. McLeod? I'm not having anyone do this to my daughter.
I strongly recommend you don't go in there. There's a remote possibility he might... reconsider.
kind of a man are you? What kind of a monster?
You must be Mrs. MacLeod.
You're a disgrace. You've destroyed my daughter before you've given her a decent chance.
I gave Emerald a chance. She couldn't deliver. It's as simple as that.
And what exactly did you expect from someone new to television? Miracles with knobs on?
Something different, something special, something more.
You. You, of all people, should know better than to play these tired games. You throw a black person into the deep end, and you turn your back and simply walk away.
Are you calling the race card?
Too right I am.
Then here's the red card. Out.
Hey, come here.
I'm all right.
You mustn't blame yourself. I don't believe for 1 minute the show is as bad as that.
How would you know? You weren't even there.
I'm sorry.
The one day I needed you, David, you let me down. You should have been there for me.
Oh, and I desperately wanted to be. For the entire journey driving Katie to university, she was chatting away in such good spirits, but all I could think of was you.
Really?
I'd have been so proud to see you in front of those cameras, shining like a star.
You're the only person who thinks I'm a star.
Oh, that's nonsense. One man made a bad decision. It's Victor's loss.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'll tell you the truth, Emerald. I thought I was losing you. I'm so glad I've got you back to myself.
I know. The next job I get won't be anything like this one. Promise.
Oh, do we really need your mother's company?
Oh, it's you.
Delivery for Emerald Green. Your practice video.
Oh.
And maybe you'd like to join me for a drink? Courtesy of Victor.
Victor's champagne handshake? No, thank you.
Actually, it's partly in appreciation of the video.
What?
He was really impressed by what he saw, Emerald. Your name's back on the hole punch.
Oh, just him! Oh, darling!
What's going on?
You realise we can't make the same mistake twice.
Emerald?
We're going to have to do it right this time. Precision planning, sharp ideas...
Ashley, Emerald, I'm not sure what Victor's plans are. He wants us to meet someone first thing in the morning.
Who?
Maybe we should drink the champagne while we still have something to celebrate.
Victor playing his games again. Emerald, you're not falling for that.
Oh, David, darling. Shall we get some glasses?